The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil, but I see that you are really going to make me do some work. I've got to pull out the crystal ball.
Yes.
Well, buying any home offers great possibility. After all, owning means you can design and style a home however you'd like. New construction absolutely offers some unique opportunities for forward thinking. You know, one of HouseLogic's writers is actually a home builder, and when she designed her home 15 years ago, she had a toddler, so she selected new home options that made sense for parents of a 16-month-old. Now, fast forward more than a decade later, and she found that some of those choices aren't so conducive to life with a teenager.
Ah, okay, so I'm like the study table that's just 1 foot off the ground, things like that. What are we talking about?
Well, no, we're talking about storage mainly. Instead of a big master suite, she created two bedrooms on the main floor to be near her son. But now she regrets the fact that the bedroom ate into potential closet space downstairs. Now, the point here is that with new construction, you can focus on want-to-dos rather than have-to-dos. Even if you can't anticipate all of your wants, you know, way down the line into the future.
Yeah, although builders who have a lot of experience with this can actually help you with that.
Yes, they can. They actually have consultants who can help you think ahead about features you can install now that will make things easier through the various stages of your life.
Right, and even if you don't stay in the house for that long, that actually sounds like a good selling point.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, realtors can help you with that, too, because they can go, yeah, that's great, but you know what? You'll never be able to sell this place if you do something as silly as that. So this is good. But let's get back to the builders. What do builders say are some smart future-proofing ideas?
So I have a bunch of them for you, and you can find some of these at HouseLogic.com. So a main floor den that can be converted into another bedroom as either your family grows or as you need to take care of aging parents who need a first floor bedroom. That's a great idea.
All right.
Another great idea, bedroom soundproofing to ensure privacy. Another great idea, roughed in plumbing and electric for an eventual attic or basement bathroom, you know, kitchenette sort of a thing you might want to put in. Now, if you don't have the resources to do that, when you're buying a new home, finish the attic, finish the basement, having this roughed-in plumbing and electric done at that time can really save you down the road. And the extra living space can not only accommodate elderly parents, but, you know, boomerang kids. And beyond that, it will increase the value of your home when it's time to sell. So that's another good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yes. Another one, you don't hear too much about this, but double-deep tandem garages that can fit three cars now but can be walled off later to add indoor space for, say, an extra bedroom or an extra bathroom. And by double deep, I'm saying the cars are parked, you know, in front of each other. So you have one car, then you have the other car that slides in. That gives you that extra internal space to go back to later instead of the three across kind of garage. Another thing that I really love, temporary partition walls that attach to hardwood flooring rather than subflooring. So if you eventually think you might want to combine bedrooms, you know, after your kids move out, you'll only have to do a floor repair and refinishing rather than patch a gaping hole. This would have been great for us because I already have designs on my son's bedroom. He's got 5 years till he goes to college. Our master bedroom closet shares a wall with his bedroom. When he's gone, I'm breaking through the wall and putting in that dream master closet I've already wanted. So if I had temporary partition walls there, that would have worked out really well for me. So another plan ahead feature, plywood sheathing behind drywall and tile in the bathrooms. These sheets of plywood let you attach grab bars anywhere without having to do the big hunt for studs. And, you know, grab bars aren't just for our later years. They're also great for kids, and they're great for those aching weekend warriors, right, when we need a little bit of help getting into it out of the tub.
Great ideas. All right, we've got to go. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com. You can find more homeowner tips at HouseLogic.com/radio, and be sure to follow HouseLogic on Facebook. Pamela, always good to talk to you.
Thanks. Great to talk to you too, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.